Energy Retrofit Order of Operations. There is a step-by-step method for executing an energy retrofit project, an order of operations that describes the process from start to finish. Before starting any retrofit project, it's worth reviewing these steps to ensure that your project will see success. Number 1. Pre-plan. What is the goal of the project, and how deep will it go? Listen to your clients carefully and clearly define where the project is going to end up. What is the budget for the project? What else is being done at the same time? Maintenance? Curb appeal upgrades? Is there an energy labeling program involved? Are there any incentives or rebates that apply? What is the desired timeline? And what is a realistic timeline? What professionals are going to be involved in the project? Insulation installers? Electricians? Carpenters? Masons? Work to a contract. Number 2. Measure and inspect. Conduct thorough and professional building inspections to look at structure, envelope, openings, and systems. Record everything you find and talk to your client about anything that needs attention immediately. Bring in a certified energy advisor to complete blower door testing and inspections. This work will provide a baseline measurement of how the building is performing before the retrofit. And review project expectations and timelines based on the results of the inspections and testing. Number 3. Make the plan. Plan the project on paper. Drawings, calculations, and models, scheduling and critical path, milestones, phases, budgeting, and bank draws. Map out project management and major phases thoroughly. Work to a contract. Do your due diligence. Get approvals and permits from the municipality, allowing sufficient time for turnaround. And gather professionals to complete the work. Subcontractors, suppliers, service providers, waste management. Secure their services to suit the project schedule. Number 4. Execute the plan. Start the project on the date agreed upon and follow the schedule for major elements of the renovation. Keep the project site safe. Ensure you have proper signage, fencing, scaffolding, and use of PPE at all times. Keep subcontractors aware of performance targets for the project and monitor their quality of work, especially on building envelope details. Communicate well. From demolition through to finishes, always clean as you go. And report any unforeseen conditions to the client and make change orders to the contract if necessary. Number 5. Commissioning the project at closing. Commissioning a project means that you do one final test and inspection at the end to make sure everything is working the way it was planned. The building envelope will be tested with a blower door, ensuring that targets for air tightness and thermal boundaries are achieved, and mechanical systems will be checked for operation and effectiveness in maintaining consistent climate control.